This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Happy Hump Day, Rockaholics. Good morning, Steve Miggs.
We're halfway there.
Oh, nice.
Shout out to you guys. That worked a lot better than I thought it was going to.
It worked great. Minus one member of the show did not give me the whoa-o.
I'm sorry. I'm kind of asleep this morning.
We'll wake that man up.
I have questions then.
Oh, you should.
Why were you up so late?
Oh, I wasn't up late. I was actually up early because I ate some Thai food that was left over from the weekend. And let's just put it this way. My girlfriend likes to order her Thai food very spicy.
Uh-huh.
And as I was eating it for a snack yesterday.
Oh, then you had it for breakfast.
No.
I was like, you woke up early just to go, you really love that Thai food.
No. I had it yesterday for a snack. And let's just say my stomach woke me up at 1:30 in the morning. And I was up for about 2 hours trying to process my stomach. It was not a fun sight last night.
Okay, so you're having a stomach issue. I suffered a tongue injury last night.
What?
So if I sound like my tongue is swollen, it's because it is.
Was your husband Brad's knuckles a little calloused, or what was going on?
The puppy jumped up onto our bed when I was sitting on it, and his head connected with my chin. I mean, like, I thought I was going to have a concussion or something like that. He hit me so hard, and I bit down on my tongue to the point where it was like I had some serious mouth bleeding going on.
There was
on.
Nothing worse than biting your tongue, because you will continually bite that tongue for the rest of your time.
And until just keep it checking heals. On it. Yeah, keep like checking
cheek,
on it.
Cheek and tongue.
So Danny's got stomach problems. I've got tongue problems. Let's inform these rockaholics.
Knowledge is power.
So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today, oddly enough, is International Tongue and Tummy Day. Actually, it's International Whiskey Day, and the best way to deal with any kind of mouth pain, when I was a kid, legit, my parents, if I had like any like toothaches or something was hurting in my mouth, rub some whiskey on it.
Deal.
Yeah, so rub some whiskey on it.
I'll do it.
It's also National Joe Day, so shout out to your brother, Sarah.
Yeah.
Shout out to the dude I know at the gym, Joe. He's a good dude.
Joe Grub.
Joe Grub, the mayor.
He's a good one.
Joe Dredd.
Yeah. There's lots of Joes.
Joe Schmo.
JoJo's, the delicious French fry type treat.
That's a good choice.
All right, let's talk about the Seattle Kraken.
It's a beautiful day.
Time that playing a U2 song makes sense, because it is a beautiful day. Your Seattle Kraken won. It took them an 8-game losing streak. It was awful. It felt so good to watch them beat down on the Anaheim Mighty Ducks, who are not very mighty. In fact, they're like the worst team. They're the Anaheim Crappy Ducks, I believe, is what they should be calling their team. They beat them 4-0. Tolvanen had a goal. Matty Beniers had a goal. That was nice to see him score. Everly, Bjorkstrand as well. And, man, Joey Decord had to stop so many shots. 13 whole shots. That's how bad the Anaheim Ducks were. They just, we were just beaten down on a bad team, which is okay, because you know what? You got to do that.
Oh, yeah.
It was just nice to see the Kraken finally win a game. And you know what? Maybe they'll win again on Thursday, tomorrow night in Seattle, because who are they taking on? The Anaheim Crappy Ducks again.
Oh, wow. Let's go Kraken. Well, by now you've seen the footage of the bridge collapse in Baltimore.
Yep.
A cargo ship lost power and slammed into it early in the morning yesterday. There were 8 construction workers on the bridge, and sadly, they're presuming 6 of them are dead. Here's the governor of Maryland, Wes Moore, in his press conference yesterday.
Our state is in shock. To our first responders, I'm in awe of you. You saw a crisis, and you said, what can I do to help? And our response teams are doing everything in our power to rescue and recover the victims of this collapse, literally as we speak. All of our hearts are broken. We feel your loss, but Maryland, we will get through this because that is the Maryland spirit, and that's what Maryland is made of. We are Maryland tough, and we are Baltimore strong.
How quickly the first responders acted.
It's insane.
It is insane. And you see that those last couple cars go over the bridge, and then pretty much seconds later.
I think I read it was like, what, like from the Mayday call to when they needed, it was about 100 seconds they had until from the Mayday call from the crash of the bridge.
Obviously saved countless lives.
And, I mean, thank goodness that did not happen during rush hour.
Oh my goodness.
Because there's no way. There was no, even if you had 100 seconds is not enough. I mean, that's a long, long, long bridge. If you've ever seen any of the footage, that bridge goes for a while, and I can't even imagine. Mm-hmm. That's just crazy. Speaking of the bridge, I don't know if you saw a part of his press conference. Oh man, the mayor just shot down this one reporter. And I don't think he's mad at the reporter, but the reporter's just like, what are we going to do about the bridge? And the mayor's just like,
yeah, how long is it going to take to rebuild this, mayor?
I think right now, sir, listen, we shouldn't even be having that discussion right now. The discussion right now should be about the people, the souls, the lives that we're trying to save. There will be a time to discuss about a bridge and how we get a bridge back up. But right now, there are people in the water that we have to get out. And that's the only thing we should be talking about.
Absolutely.
True.
And then you go on, of course, the local news sites. And I mean, I know they're not trying to put the fear of God in you, but did you see the story that's going on because of everything that happened in Baltimore? Now people are just talking about, you know, bridge safety in Washington State. Obviously, it was a few years ago. There was the
Skagit River
collapse.
Bridge. I think
right.
That coming up, I believe it was 11 years ago.
11?
This May.
Oh, wow. I thought it was sooner than that. That's crazy. 11 years have gone by. But then they did a big study about how much bridge safety there is here in Washington State, and they said 210 bridges are categorized as being in, quote, poor condition.
Wow.
Now, they're safe for travel, but that's still, they need to do a lot of inspections and maintenance and things along those lines. And what's that, Danny?
I will say that it, like, watching that yesterday and going back to,
because you got to cross the bridge.
When they shut the West Seattle bridge down for 2 years, like, it was so annoying when they did that. I actually think it was closer to 3 years, 2.5 years. And, like, watching that yesterday, I was like, you know, I'm kind of glad that they took the maintenance. And not saying that I feel like it's completely safe right now.
Are you willing to apologize for all those mean tweets that you sent the West Seattle Bridge Coalition?
You know what? I will take those all back.
I know that was like the never-ending story when it came to how long is this bridge going to take to get repaired. But now, yeah, you see stories. Man, that was just, heart goes out to everybody, obviously, in Baltimore. One good news thing we got to talk about.
Yes, please.
For a person in New Jersey, did you see that somebody in New Jersey just won the Powerball? Mega Million, sorry.
What?
One person in New Jersey. I hope it's my parents.
Right?
Oh, that'd be great.
Oh, I need to contact my mom.
Will you come to work tomorrow?
Well, it depends on how much they still love me.
Your mom's going to answer the phone. New phone, who this?
Yeah, Steven? I don't know a Steven.
And what was the total prize? Like $1 billion?
$1.13 billion.
Oh, my gosh.
And then someone asked the million-dollar question, if you had a 100% chance of winning $1 million or a 75% chance of winning $100 billion, which one would you go with?
I think you go with what's 100% guaranteed, for me personally.
You know what the funny part is? Over half, 52%, said they'd risk it for the big money.
I'm not a gambler.
Not for that.
No, I'll take the big win.
And as far as weather, we're going to have a high of 53 degrees. It's going to rain. The DMV is brought to you by Kia of Puyallup, and that's what's up.
Yesterday, Pearl Jam released something rather random, and it has nothing to do with music. But of course, one of the members of our show already purchased it. What is it? We're going to tell you at 6:20.
Lee Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
You should give The Daily Migs Show a follow on social media. Our handle is at Daily Migs on Twitter and Instagram and also TikTok.
Yes.
We tick the talks.
We do tick the talks. Sometimes we highlight some of our favorite callers right there. So if you're on TikTok, please follow us.
So we posted a picture that has 4 shots, 4 things that summed up our collective days yesterday.
Yep.
And Migs, I'm very intrigued by your shot because it's Pearl Jam related.
It is. So I go on Instagram and I saw that Pearl Jam posted something. Hey, Easy Street Records in West Seattle. And they just said, hey, to get ready for Dark Matter, we've got this cool thing. Yes, you can buy the record. It's going to be available. You can do pre-sale April 19th, all that good stuff. But we also have this cool Sonics-inspired Pearl Jam merch. Now, it's funny because I saw the shirt and I'm like, I already got the shirt. They put that thing out a few years ago. But then they also had a Pearl Jam basketball.
Ooh.
And a Pearl Jam duffel bag. And, of course, all of a sudden, it's just like the impulse purchase. But I'm like, I'm nowhere near Easy Street Records. But our friend Danny V over there is. So I shoot Danny a DM, and I send him a picture of it on Instagram. I'm like, hey, if you end up anywhere near Easy Street Records, and you pop in, and they have this duffel bag, because this is stupid. But, you know, when I go to the gym, I don't know why, but I always love those old school duffel bags, like the tube looking ones.
Yes.
And I've been on a search to try and find one online, but I can't find them. Like, I'm not good enough, I guess, at doing the search for it or whatever it is. I can't find it on Amazon, or I just can't find it anywhere. But here's Pearl Jam, my favorite band, and they've got one. It's green. It has the number 10 on it, you know, and it's got the Pearl Jam logo on each side. So I'm like, Danny, if you go to Easy Street, please purchase it for me and bring it, and I'll Venmo you the money. He's like, yeah, no problem. This morning... What does Danny walk in with?
Danny, you're solid.
The Pearl Jam duffel bag.
It's got the space needle.
Yeah, it's amazing. Here's the thing that's not amazing. Guess how much this thing costs. Because here's the problem. And Danny did nothing wrong, so please don't think I'm giving you a hard time. I did not bother to tell Danny there's a cap. Like, how much am I willing to spend?
Okay, how much would you have been... I mean, I guess you did spend that money, but how much would you have been willing to spend?
Spoiler alert, I was not expecting to spend this much for this duffel bag.
More than $50?
Yes.
More than $75?
Yes.
More than $100?
No.
$85.
Close enough. Pretty close. With tax... I was going to tell him, hey, if it's as long as it's under $40, I got you.
Oh, my God. $40.
I thought this is a $40 bag. This is a $20 bag. This is $20, right? This bag shouldn't even be more than $20. But because there's Pearl Jam on it, I'm willing to double the price. I'm like, yeah, $40. That seems a little ridiculous and excessive, but I got you. He comes in, he brings it to me, and I'm like, okay. And I look at the bag, and I see the price on it, and it's $80. And I was like, well, I can't be like, Danny, I'm not paying that.
Gotta return this.
I also still have the receipt. So if you'd like to take it back, we can definitely do that.
But you look so happy with it.
But I already have fallen in love with it.
The funny thing is that because Steve slid into my DMs and asked me to get it. And so I had originally told him, oh, I'll stop by sometime this week. But then I wasn't doing anything. So I was like, I'll just go. So I was going to surprise him with it. So I thought, halfway thought, like for a split second, when they told me the price, I was like, I should probably text him and ask him if it's cool. But I was like, but then that's
going to be nice. But I'm not, I don't hold a grudge for you.
That's going to ruin the surprise, though.
That's true.
And so that's why I didn't do it.
Just know I'm throwing you under the bus when my wife asked me why there was an $88 Venmo sent to Danny V.
You know, we can also set up a payment plan for you. 4 installments.
This thing is, yeah, I could return it, but this thing is really, this is everything so cool that I've wanted in a bag.
Now, Sarah, your shot.
So sad.
Your shot.
Your shot from, freaked me the
you
F out.
You sent it to us, and Steve immediately said, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just sent the picture. I didn't tell you guys what I was doing, but I sent a picture of me kind of like in a gown that you would wear at the doctor's, because my day was very less exciting than getting a bag. I actually had my annual physical yesterday.
Oh.
Which, it's annual, but let me tell you, I don't remember the last time I have had one of these. I was like, I don't even remember what they do. So
So yours is more of the every once in a while physical.
Yes, which I feel like is probably like most of us. Let's get real.
I don't know when the last time was I had one, but now you've inspired me. I should probably go.
Absolutely. Everyone should, because they do all the things.
Says the person who just got it done. Now all of a sudden she's on her high horse. Like, hey, every year you should be going there, Taryn Daly, which you should. Don't get me wrong.
Also, I like the gown that you're wearing. Does not look like a traditional hospital gown. What was that thing?
It was a bougie gown they gave me. And mind you,
I thought you brought that yourself. Like, you're like, I'm not wearing what you guys gave me.
It kind of looks like that.
Right?
Dude, it was like soft. It was thick. It kept me warm. But I didn't know. I put it on wrong. So that picture I took, it's actually on incorrectly. And I was so worried about it, because I thought you're supposed to, you know, put it on and then have your booty out. That's how you're supposed to.
Are you flirting with the doctor?
That's what I thought you're supposed to do. And so then literally I was so confused, because I couldn't actually figure out how to put it, strap it together. So then I poked my head out the door to try to get like an assistant to help me.
Did you pick the most handsome man that was there? Like, hello, sir. Can you help me with my booty skirt?
Yes. Can you please? Is my booty supposed to be out for this or not? Yeah,
it was. Dear penthouse, I never thought this would happen to me.
Yeah, it was something. But I think I'm all healthy. I mean, I don't have all the tests back, but, you know.
And thanks for inspiring us all to go get our annual checkups.
Do it. Schedule it now.
Now, why did you have a picture of you with a chicken?
Because the sun came out for like a minute yesterday. And I was like, ladies, let's hang out. And I went out to the chicken coop and I hung out with my girls.
Oh.
I also hung out with my goats, but I don't carry the goats around.
I did get a kick out of it, because you had a shirt on that has chickens on it, and you were holding a chicken. And I was just like...
And then I don't know if you noticed...
City folks just don't get
the sign that we have up in our chicken coop says, Rise and Shine Mother Cluckers.
I did not notice that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
so it was like a full theme of Chicken Day, but I was super excited that the sun came out, so I had to go hang with the ladies.
I know, I was all fired up, like, sun's out, I think I might mow the lawn. As soon as I said that, it started raining.
Yeah, it was very short, that window of sunshine. Danny, your picture is a little country, too.
I mean, kind of. Mine's from...
Yours looked like an album cover for like a Modest Mouse record.
I should have gotten out and like posed or something.
It's like this desolate backdrop. And a windmill.
The problem is that I learned over the weekend as I was driving to Spokane that I have a fear of wind turbines. And I did not really realize it until we were driving. And then all of a sudden, I just see these big, huge windmills on the horizon. And
but they're not like very close. It's not like they're right butted up against the freeway. Like there's a decent distance from the windmills to the freeway when you go to Spokane.
I mean, like a 20 feet, something like that.
What are you afraid of? That they're going to fall on you?
I don't really know.
One of the things is going to detach and decapitate you?
I don't know. All of a sudden, I just started getting like nervous, and like my anxiety started, like my heart started beating more, and I started like sweating. My girlfriend, who was, you know, sitting in the passenger seat, she's like, what's wrong? And I was like, I don't know. I get really nervous around windmills. And she was like, and she was like, well, okay, I don't
need
them.
You're so scared of them, you can't even pronounce it right.
I can't.
Windmills.
And she's like, what? Windmills. Meals.
No, windmills. Yeah.
Mills. Okay, meals. And she was like, she just started laughing. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. Like, I was like, I'm not scared of them. Like, it's not like I can't go
like look at them, but I just am feeling really anxious right now that we're driving through this. She's like, well, she asked the same thing. Are you? And I was like, no, not really. Like, I know they're not going to do anything, but especially the ones that are, you know, just sitting there turning. I'm like, something about
it. Are you afraid they're going to fly off and it's going to be like a Final Destination thing?
No, you know, I think it reminds me of War of the Worlds, like with the big aliens. Yeah. And I feel like there's like they're aliens or something. So mind you, as I'm talking, she's laughing, but she's also Googling it on her phone, finds out that there's an actual thing that people are scared of. It's called anemomenophobia.
Oh, yeah, duh.
Duh.
That's the phobia.
It's like 7,000 people suffer from this. And I was like,
7,001 now.
7,001. It's me. I'm scared of the windmills.
Now, I know your girlfriend, she studied in grad school and did therapy.
Yeah.
Is she with you because you're just a constant case study?
Probably.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, that's the only reason.
She's just like, oh, I get to practice my therapy. Because I'm like, I don't even know what that... What that comes from, how that even is a thing.
Me either. I've never had a bad experience with the windmill.
Or a windmill.
That too.
So we were fascinated to learn that Danny has a fear of windmills, Rockaholics.
Windmills.
Windmills. So we want to know from you, what is your irrational fear or what is something you have always been scared of? Call us up now, 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Rush.
The Daily Mix Show.
Our friend Danny has a fear of windmills, we have learned. So, Rockaholics, we want to know from you, what is your irrational fear? Or what is something that you have always been scared of? Give us a call, 206-803-ROCK.
And real quick, just because a lot of people are texting in saying, those are not windmills, those are wind turbines.
Which Danny did say, to be fair.
But then he went down windmills so he could, I guess, you can pronounce wind turbine fine.
Yeah, wind turbine.
Okay, but windmill.
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 Stick with wind turbine.
Thank you.
Yeah. And somebody also wanted to give you a hard time because you said, hey, they're not just 20 feet away from the road. The closest one is about a mile from the I-90. LOL.
What?
Sometimes objects look bigger than they really are.
That's true.
Or smaller.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. That's what she said.
Seth and Puyallup for you. Little gremlins?
Yeah. Thanks for having me back on the show, guys.
Anytime.
What a treat. Yeah, it was little gremlins specifically. I was afraid they were going to come out of the tiles behind the toilet and get me while I was going to the bathroom. So I had to sit on the toilet backwards and I had to watch the tiles and make sure the gremlins would come out. It was from, you remember Labyrinth? The little monsters would come out of the wall and talk to you?
Yep.
Well, I suggest you should never watch the movie Ghoulies.
You know what? Actually, I didn't know what a fear this was really till later in life. Back in the 90s in summer, I ate a bunch of acid and this fear came back and attacked me. It was awful.
Seth, I have a question for you, though. What age did you stop straddling the toilet?
About 6 or 7. I did it for like 3 years.
Oh, my gosh.
I wonder what the conversations were like for your family.
I think my mom I've talked to her about it since. She just thought it was something I did, like I was a weird kid.
Oh, she's probably just like, oh, kid's doing acid at 6.
Yeah, you know, I think about it to this day. I can sit normal on the toilet, but I do think about it.
That's crazy. I'm never going to now not think about that. When I go to the bathroom, I'm going to think about Seth and how he sat on the toilet bowl. I'm going to be laughing every time now.
Chris in Marysville, you're afraid of ants.
Yes, I am. When I was a little kid, we had these little sumac trees that used to grow behind the house, and the ants would hollow them out, and they would have ant colonies inside the trees. And one day when I think I was like 4 or 5 years old, I was tiny, and I was running around back behind the house, and me and my mom were out in the field picking blackberries and stuff like that, and I was running around in just my shorts, and I grabbed this stick, and I broke the little tree off, and I started whacking all the little branches and stuff like that. I thought I was just king of the world. And then next thing I know, my arm turned black, and I was covered in ants. My whole body was covered in ants. And, you know, like a little kid would, I stripped down to nothing and tried to get all the ants off of me, and I ran all the way back home. And, yeah, my dad had to spray me off with the hose to get all the ants off of me.
Chris, you have every right to be scared of ants after hearing this story.
I think I'm afraid of ants.
That's
now.
Not irrational at all. That seems very rational. You had a bunch of ants crawling all over you.
Darren, I'm looking at the text line. I'm not surprised that we were getting a text like this that says, I have an irrational fear of bridges. And I feel like after yesterday, maybe it's not so irrational, but they said like they're going to collapse when I'm on them. Small ones, big ones, it doesn't matter, but it's really on the ones that are over water.
Oh, yeah.
I remember my mom had a weird fear of going under in tunnels in New York. You know, there's not so many here.
But a lot over there.
There are a lot of tunnels where you're under the water, and that's like your form of transportation to get from one end of the body of water to the other. And my dad, he wasn't doing it to be a troll. He was doing it just to be a Mr. Smarty Pants. Like, he'd always share the fun fact of, you know, if there's just one little crack, this entire thing is done.
Oh, no.
And I would watch, and my brother and I would laugh. Because he didn't mean it to be a jerk to mom, but he was just trying to show off how smart he was. But then you could just see my mom's knuckles turning whiter because she's just like stressing out. Like, and my brother are like, Dad, why do you keep doing this?
Keep those thoughts on the inside.
Are you trying to give mom a heart attack while we go through these tunnels? Because she's already scared of them.
Would she do the whole like hold your breath while you go through the tunnel thing?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But obviously some of those tunnels were too long. You couldn't hold your breath the entire time. So it would be like almost like hold your breath. You'd hear like a little... And then back to it. And then dad would be like, you know, that looks like a crack right there. That could be bad. Like, what are you doing, Dad?
She's giving her nightmares.
Why do you hate mom? And I know you don't. You love her. But why do you hate her?
Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve? He is currently 74, 20, and 10 in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.